CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. The moon, the ambition of NASA and of SpaceX and Blue Origin and many other companies now organizing themselves is to return to the moon. That requires good communication on the ground, on the moon, and on your way, and because communication is everything for a critical mission. It strikes me as unusual and extremely generous that the People's Republic of China, as reported by Bob, have offered a communication system to anyone who wants to use it, especially NASA, we can presume. Bob, a Chinese communication system, what could go wrong and why?
Let me give some background, John. The China, in doing its first rover mission to the far side of the moon, launched a lunar orbiting relay communication satellite. And they've got a series of these they're going to be launching over a period of time because lunar orbits aren't stable, so you have to keep replacing them or learn how to use multiple ones. That's also good. And so they have a relay communication satellite already in place and will have more. And so recently, last week, a Malaysian professor who teaches at a Chinese university was interviewed, and he said that China has been in negotiations with NASA to allow NASA and other nations to use those Chinese lunar relay satellites that are orbiting the moon for their various missions, like Artemis and so forth. And he was pretty clear. He said in this interview that, yes, we're in negotiations and we offer this to NASA, and NASA is definitely interested and wants to do this. And I commented on Behind the Black, that sounds nice, but U.S. law forbids NASA from working with China. And any nations that are working with the United States on the Artemis program are also probably going to have serious problems trying to work with China as well because of the restrictions that U.S. law puts on any project. So it struck me as that was merely a PR effort by China to make believe it works for others selflessly. Interestingly enough, that video was suddenly edited, and the comments by this Malaysian professor about using those relay satellites 2 days later was deleted. So it was either they're in negotiations with NASA in secret, and NASA knows this is illegal, so it doesn't want it revealed, and so China is cooperating with NASA and deleted it so that they have deniability, or China's realized this doesn't look good and everyone knows they can't do it, and so they took it out anyway. Either way, we got some fishy stuff going on here. It has to do with PR and public relations and selling China, and we're not going to be using their communication satellites, John.
A Chinese communication system? Bob, this is a knee slapper after all.
Yes, I mean, the absurdity. But, you know, with this administration, considering how much loyalty seems closer to China than the United States, I wouldn't be surprised at all if in the background they were negotiating with China. And this, the guy said the quiet stuff out loud. And China realized, oh, my God, we can't say that publicly because we're supposed to be doing this in secret with the Biden administration. So who knows what's going on.
Curiosity, the surface of Mars, a secure communication system sending a photograph that is awe-inspiring. Bob, I've said it before, I'll say it again always when you give me one of these pictures. This is an alien planet. Nothing, nothing looks like that.
Yes. I mean, this is so quickly for my readers. I've got this great picture on Behind the Black today from Curiosity. It's high resolution camera. They turned it and looked back down the canyon that Curiosity has been climbing. And it looks across the Gale crater to the rim 20 miles or so away. And you can see the haze in the atmosphere. And yes, this is a completely alien environment. Unlike Earth, where almost no place you can look on Earth, there isn't going to be life on the surface. There is no life here. And on top of that, the lack of life contributes to the really strange terrain. Because on mountainsides on Earth, the atmosphere, the rain, the environment, the life smooths things out, helps erosion take place. Here on Mars, rocks are precarious everywhere. You don't get the same kind of smoothing out process that life and the Earth's atmosphere creates. And so it's very rough terrain in these mountains. It's really amazing. And it is a really spectacular shot. It also shows how steep the terrain is that the Curiosity has been climbing and how rough the terrain is. They've had trouble recently trying to move forward because it's so rocky and steep. They actually changed course and started to head east, contouring along the slope. As they go up, hopefully they'll have better progress, and that has worked, but they can't go very far each day because of the amount of boulders and rocks on this surface. You wouldn't see this on Earth at all anyway.
We got to get Sons of Ingenuity there, Bob. We got to get them because there's lots to learn. And if you can avoid those rocks, you can soar. Bob Zimmerman, I recommend the photograph. It's the closest I'll ever come to seeing an alien planet, and I'm convinced. Behind the Black is the website. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.